Well, the simple fact is that most of the economy, at least in the United States, and I think around most of the world, most of the economy is driven by the private sector. The government is some fraction of the total economy. In the United States, for example, about 20% of the gross national product goes into the government. The other 80% is all in private enterprise. So right off the bat, the private sector dominates the economy over the government. Secondly, most of what the government does with its money is other government functions besides education. Education is only a small part of that total government spending. Other things are the military, supporting retirement, supporting health care, things like that. So if you're trying to solve any kind of problem, you want to use the resources as efficiently as you can, and the resources are always going to be more in the private sector than they are in government because the private sector is bigger and generates a lot more money. Now, in terms of how you can get the private sector to pay attention to things like education, is you have to convince the private sector that it's in business interest to do so. And oftentimes, that just happens naturally, and oftentimes it requires some help from government or societal structures to make that happen. It happens naturally sometimes because, for example, in the United States, you mentioned the problem of having a lot of our graduates not really be competent in reading and mathematics. Well, that's led to a situation where there's a shortage of talented and educated employees for the private sector. And in a lot of communities, big companies have started contributing to education simply because they need those people to be educated so that they'll be able to hire them and have them as talented employees. So sometimes the business will see the self-interest on its own in that way. In other cases, you probably need some regulation. I'll give an example having to do with global warming. We know that global warming is a very serious problem for the world. If we don't stop it, it could turn into a catastrophe for our species. But it's a catastrophe that's years or decades off, and it's very difficult to get the private sector to believe that it's in their interest to do something about this problem right now. So people try to come up with structures, emissions trading, and so on, that makes it in the private sector's interest to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. And those kinds of things, I think, in principle can work, because they're certainly in the business's long-term interest. If we destroy our civilization, nobody's making anything. And so it's in all of our interest to find a way for us to get through this critical juncture that we talked about before and allow our civilization to survive. And that means we have to solve problems like global warming, it means we have to solve the political problems that could lead to nuclear war, and it means we've got to solve the educational problems that leave people not caring, because people have to care. And so it's in the private sector's long-term interest to support education, and what we need to do is find ways of making sure it's also in their short-term interest by having rewards, maybe tax breaks, maybe other things that make it viable for the private sector to contribute. I'll give you a couple more examples of what you can do. Sometimes this is just done by companies, sometimes it's done because they've got some influence from a local government, but my wife works for a large company, and her company recently started a policy of having every employee, including the chief executive, spend some time once a month, they go to a local school and work with some of the students and talk to them about business and about what can be done if you get a good education, and they help to motivate the students. They also spend part of that day just working in the classroom. So my wife, for example, she's a corporate vice president, but once a month she's in a third grade classroom teaching people how to read, and that helps her understand the challenge of education. It gives the teacher some support on that day that she's there, and it teaches the corporate executives about what teachers have to go through and how we can better help teachers do their jobs.